Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Makeover Your Mom Life podcast. My name is Rachel Jenks, and today we are going to be talking about the number one toxic pattern I see in marriages or relationships and what you can do in an instant to stop it. So what I'm talking about here today is the toxic pattern of, well, I'm just going to match his effort. And I bring this up because this was brought up as a comment on one of my TikTok videos here recently. And I was at first a little stunned at the comment. And then I thought, well, gosh, that's kind of what we do. That's what I did. That's what I see a lot of couples doing. And what this comment was, it was related to, I don't even remember what the video was about, but the comment was something to the effect of, well, if he ignores me, then I just ignore him back. And that's just how we relate. And I thought, oh, wow. Like, why would you do that? And then the next second I was like, oh, wow, I've done that. I still do that. We all do that, right? So we might do something like, oh, well, he didn't, you know, tell me that he was going to be late. So I'm not going to bother telling him when I'm going to be late. Or he gave me the silent treatment last night. So I'm just going to do it back. Or he didn't bring me a special dessert. So I'm not ever going to do that for him. And the reason why this is one of the biggest toxic patterns in a relationship is because when you are responding back, when something's negative and you're responding back with more negativity, then you're just creating more negativity and more toxicity, right? So let's say, for example, that you and your husband are having a fight and he gives you the silent treatment. And your way of dealing with it is to give him the silent treatment back. Like, that seems like a really logical, it's an equal response. You know, you're giving him back what he gave you. But how is that creating a healthy marriage? Number one, you're both not talking to each other. And number two, there isn't any person becoming the pattern interrupt to make the change. Now, I get it. When your spouse gives you the silent treatment, the last thing you want to do is be the, quote, bigger person and respond back and start the conversation or get everybody out of the fight. You're both mad. You're both thinking, well, if he's not going to give me anything, I'm not giving him anything back. But that is toxic. That toxic pattern is creating so many more bigger problems in your relationship. So this pattern alone may not seem like a big deal, but it is the underlying problem in so many of the other patterns that are created in your relationship. Because if you've got this kind of tug of war over who needs to call uncle first and give the first words or give the first dessert or make the first invitation for a date, what if nobody ever does it? Then you end up kind of being in a stagnant situation in your marriage. And that stagnant situation turns into loss of connection, loss of wanting to spend time with one another, loss of intimacy, loss of support. It turns into a whole bunch of things. And it all starts with a failure of one of the people in the marriage wanting to be the first to make a move, being the first to be a pattern interrupt. So how do you fix this? It's simple. You become the pattern interrupt. You decide that even when you're getting the silent treatment, you're not going to give it back, that you're going to send that email that just says, hey, I was thinking of you. How's your day? It's hard. It's really hard to do those things, especially when you feel like you're getting the short end of the stick or you're not getting enough attention or he doesn't tell you he loves you enough. But even if he doesn't tell you he loves you enough, why can't you be the one that says, I love you? Even if he never says it to you, why can't you be the one that says, I love you? Remember, the goal of a marriage isn't for two people to make each other happy and two people to give each other what the other one wants. The goal of a marriage is to have two complete individuals coming together in a relationship. I remember listening to Gabby Bernstein years ago when I first getting started in the self-development space, and she talked about, would you rather be happy or would you rather be right? And maybe you are right in giving the silent treatment again. Maybe he deserves a silent treatment because he gave it to you, or maybe he said some awful words to you. So maybe he deserves having those awful words sent back to him. But is that truly what is going to make you happy? Is that what is going to help you be the strong, resilient person that's undoing all of these toxic patterns in your marriage and is creating new healthy patterns? The new healthy pattern is that you put an end to the silent treatment by sending that really difficult email, or by going up behind him and just giving him a hug when maybe he's not giving you the affection that you feel like you deserve lately. The most toxic pattern in a relationship is this idea that you only give what you get, or you give what you're getting. He gives you the silent treatment. You just decide that you're going to give it back because, well, that's all he gave you. He didn't bring you the special dessert that you really wanted on a Friday night. So you don't do special things for him. You don't call him on the way home from work anymore. Well, because he stopped doing that to you. Why? Why do you want to continue to perpetuate the toxic pattern that's being created? Put an end to it. Decide today that you are going to be the pattern interrupt and that you are going to create an environment in your marriage of safety, security, communication, connection, all the things. And you do that by creating a pattern interrupt, by doing something different than the behavior that you're receiving. And again, I get it. I have been in this situation here recently where I just feel like he didn't treat me the way I wanted to be treated. And I thought, well, screw him. I'm just going to do what I want to do. And I'm not going to treat him well either. And then I took a step back and I thought, well, how ridiculous. Why do I want that to be our pattern? I would rather have the pattern be he does something that's not very nice, but I give him love back. Because I promise you that over time, that new pattern that I'm creating is going to become the pattern. It is going to become what is going to change your marriage. It's going to fix your toxic marriage so that you can avoid your divorce. Okay? This was a short and sweet episode today because it's a simple topic. And the solution to the simple topic is to be a pattern interrupt. Decide today that you're going to interrupt whatever crazy patterns that you have done and that you are going to change the dynamic of your marriage. If you want help with this, I am here for you. All you need to do is go to the link in the show notes and you can book a call with me so that we can talk about what it would look like to work together in a coaching relationship to help you fix your toxic marriage. You can also grab the free Makeover Your Marriage plan. That link is there as well. This plan is going to get you started on the path of changing toxic patterns because it's these toxic patterns, as simple as they might appear on the surface, that are creating deep, deep, deep grooves of unhealthy, unhappy, toxic situations in your marriage. And the only way to start is by being a pattern interrupt, being the bigger person. So, thank you so much for listening. I look forward to chatting with you on next week's episode. Have a great week. Bye-bye.